Today, 12 gay and lesbian veterans filed suit in federal court in Boston. They're challenging the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which bans openly gay members from the military. The former service members say the policy is outdated and discriminatory. Here's NPR's Tovia Smith.
When it was established more than a decade ago, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was meant as a kind of gentleman's agreement. Commanders wouldn't ask questions as long as gays and lesbians kept quiet about their homosexuality. But plaintiffs say the policy is anything but gentlemanly. Former Air Force doctor Monica Hill says she had to tell that she was a lesbian when she needed time off to care for her partner of 14 years who was dying of cancer.
I had assumed that at least on a human level someone would show some compassion or some empathy. And basically, they were there to hammer me, to punish me, because once you make that statement, as far as the Air Force is concerned, there's not an option.
Hill says she was forced to resign from the Air Force and to pay back all the military scholarship money she got for medical school.
It still makes me angry. You know, my sexual orientation has nothing to do with my ability to be a physician. It's just ridiculous.
Over the past decade, 8 other lawsuits have challenged Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but this is the latest since last year's landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Lawrence v. Texas. That decision essentially asserted a right of privacy around gay sex by barring states from making gay sex a crime.
We are on a new playing field now.
Dixon Osborne is with the Service Members Legal Defense Network, the group representing the plaintiffs. He says Don't Ask, Don't Tell can no longer survive constitutional scrutiny because it so clearly violates the privacy of gays and lesbians.
Imagine service members who have their diaries seized to look for information about their sexual orientation. Our clients have been turned in by their psychiatrists. We have service members who don't know if they'll be able to communicate with their partner again. Cell phones are monitored, emails are monitored. This policy is a deep invasion of privacy for gays and lesbians who just want to serve our country.
Pentagon officials deny charges that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is discriminatory, and spokesman Joe Richard says there is no effort to root out gays and lesbians.
It does not preclude anyone from serving in the military, but the argument, again, that we think is still valid, that to maintain good order and discipline, we believe that the policy is an important part of the overall process of readiness and our capabilities.
Richard wouldn't comment on the pending lawsuit, but those who defend Don't Ask, Don't Tell say last year's Supreme Court decision may not mean much in the military. Lieutenant Colonel Gary Solis, a former military lawyer and judge, says courts tend to defer to the military, where all service members give up many rights, including free speech, for the sake of obedience and conformity.
In the service, some acts are criminal that are acceptable in the civilian community. I mean, you can't leave your job whenever you want. You can't curse your boss. You can't destroy your clothing, and so on.
Other experts say courts might also be reluctant to interfere with the military during wartime. But plaintiffs in this case say the ongoing conflict in Iraq might actually help them. The military needs troops now more than ever. And plaintiffs say officials can no longer afford a policy that in the last decade let more than 10,000 willing service members go. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.